Welcome to The Leap with Japa, the podcast that bridges continents and connects stories. Join us as we dive into the vibrant world of international education, explore diverse cultures, and share the extraordinary journeys of students far from home. Whether you're dreaming of studying abroad or already embarking on this adventure through other means, Leap with Japa is your companion in navigating the exciting, challenging, and transformative world of global education. Let's leap into today's episode. Hello, welcome to part two of Anand's interview. I must say right at the top, we had glitches with the recording of this episode, so part two would be the last one in this series. In part two, we talk about his app idea that he's currently working on and his immigration experience. So thank you very much for catching up with part two of Anand's story. We had so many takes, so many back and forth. It would just be two parts to this, and then next week would have three episodes to fill up for the interview series for April, and we'll then catch up in May for the next series. But enjoy this episode. I hope it brings you information as much as it did for me, and thank you very much for being part of this experience and this podcast. Thank you. Okay, Anand, I know you're working on an app that connects people. Why don't you just tell us more about what the app is supposed to do, what the name is, if it's available, if it's not available, when is it going to be available?
Sure. So thanks for asking that. I'm working on a mobile app, which is called Flybon.
Okay.
Right now it's in the testing phase. So okay. Probably in a couple of months, it will be released for a prototype and then to the public.
Okay.
So the idea of this app is to connect anybody traveling from one country or anywhere, even within the country, who are traveling by flight.
Okay.
Connect with other fellow traveler.
Okay.
So the idea behind this is a student who is going to another country, it would be better for them to, you know, get connected with someone who is also going to the same country,
right?
From the same, speaking the same language, you know, it will be nice to get connected. That will be good for anybody else. Suppose a student is here and their parents want to come visit them,
right?
And most of the parents, they find the language is different, the culture is different.
Right.
If they get connected with someone from their community,
right,
traveling to the same place, they can become acquainted, and it will be easy for them to, you know, feel secure. Say, right, let's say, okay, I have a companion. That's good. So that's the idea behind the app.
There are lots of security implications for that. How do you deal with the security? Because people would always want to use that to exploit that. So what is one way? But yeah, because that was the first question that came with me. Like, if I'm able to access people I don't know, I can use it for all sort of things.
That's a good question. So what the idea is, you enter a username.
Right.
You don't have to put your name. You can say cat and dog.
Okay.
That'll be your name.
Okay.
Your phone number will not be shown, your email address, your name, nothing will be shown, just your username.
Okay.
So if I want to travel next month, let's say I'm going to travel anywhere in the March, from March 1st to March 20th, put it.
Okay.
And another person who travel in somewhere in the same day, they put it, I get a notification, the other person get a notification.
Okay.
Cat and dog is also traveling.
Okay.
So we message in that app.
Okay.
If you're interested, you can, you know, reply and get connected and talk to each other. And
right.
You don't have to give your name, your phone number, email address, anything.
Okay.
It's, let's say it's similar to Tinder dating app, but this one is used for, you know, connecting people who are flying from
flying to the same location. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So it sounds great, and then you have to figure out how to meet up with the person.
Yes. And the interesting thing is, if you want to meet, you know, you don't have to meet outside. That's your wish. You know, if you want to schedule a meeting outside, if you want to give your phone number, that's your wish. But meeting in the airport, that's highly secured place, so you don't have to worry about it. That's the best thing. You know, airport is one of the most secured place in the world, so you don't
have to worry. Okay, so you can meet there. Oh, okay, so it makes sense. So, so what are you seeking? Are you seeking people to test this application? I know that's how we met. You were looking for people to test this application. I'm hoping that people that are listening to this would want to test the application to see how it works and also provide feedback for you. So who are the kind of people that you're looking at to test the application?
So as I said, students especially.
Okay.
But anybody who's traveling for business or for leisure, tourist, anybody can use this. But it will be more helpful for students because when you go to a different country, it will be helpful to have like a travel companion along with you, especially you know, if you're traveling to different language-speaking country.
Right.
So when my app is launched, the first prototype, probably I can inform you so people can download it. And
yes, I'll be very happy to put it up as part of the episode link when it eventually launches. If you got a website,
it's still in the development phase. So once we finally develop, we can put it like a website, but it's more apt if you use like an app.
But you can also use
a website.
A link to an app download.
Correct. Yeah. So it'll be great if you know your listeners can download, test it, give feedback. So before we launch it to the public, I can fix the problems and launch.
Okay. Okay. Is there any estimated time when this is going to be all set?
My estimation would be 2 months from now. Our target.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Okay. All right. I'll stop this now and then we'll...
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay. And then one big thing with immigration, with Indian National, is the immigration process. I know you're facing a notoriously long wait for the green card process. And a lot of people do not want to probably talk about this, but how do you manage this uncertainty mentally? And how do you keep focused on your goals? Because this is where the rubber meets the road. This is real life. This is not a movie anymore. So how do you deal with that?
Yeah, I would get retired before I get a green card if I wait so long.
Wow.
It's a long way.
It's that, I know right now they're probably processing 2012 I-140, and 2012 till now is 12 years, but we know it's not a 12-year wait. That's just 12 years before they start even looking at your process. So how do you manage that? Because I'm sure you know you have the H-1B, you're on a H-1B visa, you probably have your I-140 approved, but you can't do anything. You really can't do anything. So how do you manage that?
My situation is different because after graduation, I started working on OPT.
Okay.
And then I got my H-1B.
Right.
I was working with a company called Marelli in North Carolina.
Okay.
I got the I-140 approved. At the same time, I decided, okay, I want to go back to India, get settled there. 2020. Oh. I told, okay, you know, you can cancel. I don't want it. That's the worst thing I did. I shouldn't have canceled it. I should have let it be.
Right.
But I canceled it and then I went to India. But again, I want to, after a year or two in India, I wanted to move back to the US.
That's interesting. Yeah, so you were an OPT, right? And then before moving back to India, did you get the H-1B first, or were you an OPT STEM?
So I graduated in 2015.
Okay.
Then I was working on OPT.
Okay.
2018,
yes.
I got my H-1B.
Okay.
The first time the H-1B got rejected, but the second time, fortunately, it's a lottery system, so I got it.
Yeah.
So 2018, I got H-1B, then I moved to a different company.
Okay.
2020, that company sponsored for I-140.
Okay.
They started the process. Then I decided I wanted to go back to India.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So you stopped the perm process.
Yes. That's
back to India.
For some reason, I thought, okay, I'm not coming back to the US again, so I don't want it. But now I am here. After 1 year in India, I wanted to move back to the US.
Oh wow! On the same H-1B, so you recaptured your H-1B.
Yes.
That you had.
So this time, what happened is nobody from, let's say, you moved out of the US.
Yes.
No company wants to sponsor H-1B to bring a candidate back to the US.
That's true.
But fortunately,
yes,
on LinkedIn, I contacted my production supervisor in my previous company.
I
want to say thank you to that guy. His name is Jason. I contacted him and I asked him, hey, is there any job opportunity? I would like to come back to the US.
Wow.
He was like, okay, come back. You know, I can arrange for an interview. I will sponsor for H-1B. That was great of him. So I moved back to the US in 2022.
Okay.
So the good thing is the H-1B, if you leave the country, it stops right there.
Right.
Once you come back to the country, it will resume. So yeah, you get a total of 6 years of H-1B. Within that 6 years, you need to apply for I-140. The employer has to sponsor for I-140.
Right.
Then 2022, I came back to the US and now I joined another company. Now, currently, I'm with GKN.
Okay.
So GKN has to sponsor me for I-140.
Okay.
Usually, the company policy is the employee has to stay for at least 1 year before they can sponsor.
Every company has their own internal policies. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. So I'm just waiting. Probably in a couple of months, they will start the process. And yeah, before the end of my 6 years, H-1B, hopefully I-140 process should be, you know, started and it should be on track.
Okay. Okay. So how do you hope to manage that? Simply ignore it.
The first thing right now, I just want to get the I-140 process started.
Okay.
Getting a green card, that's a completely different ballgame. I don't want to even think about it.
Right, right.
If you think about it, you know, mentally you will get dejected and, you know, you don't want to think about it.
Right.
Now, all you have to do is, okay, I'm on a visa.
Right.
As long as I'm on a visa, you know, I'm doing my job well.
Yeah.
Even if you lose a job, you know, you have 3 months. Within the 3 months, you have to get another job.
Yeah.
And US has a lot of opportunities.
Right.
I know many companies, they don't want people who are on H-1B. They want green card holders.
Right.
But for me, in my experience, I would say if you apply for 100, 200, 300 companies.
Right.
I'm not kidding. When I lose my job, every day I apply for at least 25 to 50 companies.
Right. And you always get someone that will reach back to you.
Yes.
Someone
will reach out. So there is opportunity. So you don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
Keep going. You know, getting a green card, it's not in your hands. What is in your hands is do a good job.
Do a good job.
And develop your network. That's really important. You know, keep good rapport with your employers.
Right.
And have a good rapport with everybody so okay. that even if you lose a job, there is somebody to, you know, lift you up.
Right. Okay.
Worst case, what I can say, worst case,
yeah,
you know, you can go back to your country.
Yeah.
That's not the end of the world. So, right. you know, don't have to worry. Don't have to think about it. It's okay. Right. Everything happens for a good reason. That's all. You know.
Okay. Okay. That's a very good positive outlook. I know there was a particular Indian guy on Facebook. He posts on a Facebook group that I follow on Facebook. And he mentioned how he had to go back to India because Walgreens were laying off, and how he had a very positive outlook. To the whole thing, how he's missed his parents, and you know, always good to have his parents around, and eat good food, and run away from the Chicago weather. He was actually in Chicago as well. But that's a great outlook. So looking ahead, what are your aspirations for the future? Both your career and your project. You sound like you enjoy manufacturing engineering. So what are your future aspirations?
Yeah, I love what I'm doing. So right now, I just want to keep going, move forward with my career with the manufacturing engineering.
Okay.
So on the side, future, I may have some prospects with doing some other things because my wife, she's an architect and event manager. So I can probably, you know, join her and do some event management business in the future.
Okay.
I can also grow on my career.
Okay.
I may do an MBA, or if not, I can, you know, grow in the corporate sector as a manager and move from there. But as of now, that's my career goal. Like, I want to put in the effort and just grow in the career.
Just grow in the career.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Anand. It was a good opportunity to speak to you. Thank you for giving me your time. We took a long time to get this sorted out. So to record this, we had so many takes. But thank you very much.
Thank you, Sahid. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. Yeah. I hope, you know, a lot of students, a lot of listeners will get at least one or two benefits from this.
Okay. Yeah. Hopefully too. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Leap with Chakma. I hope it brought you valuable insights and stories that resonate with your journey. If you have any thoughts to share, questions, or want to send a voice note with your feedback, please visit our website at leapwithjackpot.io. You will find a contact form there. I would love to hear from you and feature your voice in a future episode. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform, some of which are Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Player FM. Your subscriptions and reviews help us grow and reach more listeners, and I truly appreciate each one of them. Also, check out our merch store on leapwithjackpot.io website for some cool t-shirts and hoodies. Perfect show for showing your support for the show. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll dive even deeper into the experiences and challenges of international education and careers. Until then, keep leaping forward, and thanks again for being part of the Leap with Jackpot community.